Okay. Basically, what this file is going to do is make you experience being fucked by a dog every time you hear the trigger phrase. However, if you don't use the trigger phrase at least once a week, it will self-trigger on you when you are alone and safe. This means that at least once a week, every week, you will get fucked by an animal. You will feel it, and you will feel humiliated by it. That's pretty much all there is to it. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. Just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. All I'm trying to do is put you into a nice, deep trance, and I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that is telling you something or asking you to do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to, and it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself go and relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move, and it will feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stay away from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself doing some of the things that I've told you to do. And every time you do one of these things, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more into trance. And even if you try to resist or not do it, you may still find these things happening anyway. That's because your subconscious is listening, and it wants these things to happen. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice, that's all you're doing. And every so often, you'll also find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it goes straight into your subconscious. There isn't any way to get around that. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's also a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, whether you think about it or not, parts of you relax just a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And although you may not have thought about it much, by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply such a very easy thing to do. And as you continue to listen to me, you'll find it harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into trance. A nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper and deeper, taking you down so much deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice just seems to slip away and disappear from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body, they're both starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, just slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding your surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down to a nice, safe, deep trance that you may not have even realized you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd simply stop listening. But you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say. And you want, deep down inside, to be in a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there's absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed on my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you have reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now, downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my words only. 4. Sinking away. The conscious world is going away, more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, and only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them, totally and completely, without thought, you just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused on my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax. Now, I want you to imagine something. It's not going to be the easiest thing to imagine, but I want you to do it anyway. You'll just simply do it step by step as I describe it. You'll imagine it, and then later you will experience it, and that will be the way it is. So, let's get started. I want you to imagine yourself down on all fours on the ground, forced there. That's right. Imagine yourself being forced onto the ground, all fours, your legs spread, your arms down, your head down. And as you're there, imagine a large dog coming into the room. That's right, a large dog. Imagine the dog is fully erect. That's right. The dog is erect. He's hard. He's aroused. He comes around behind you. Imagine him coming around behind you. Imagine his hard, swollen cock as he comes around behind you and chooses you to mount. Yes, that's right. The dog has decided to mount you. Imagine it. Imagine it as his large member thrusts itself into you, thrusting into you in a single, violent thrust, penetrating you, entering you. That's right. You are now being fucked by an animal. Imagine it. Picture it in your head. Picture it in your head because you're going to experience it. And when you experience it, it's going to last for 15 minutes. You on the floor, feeling an animal inside of you, impaling you with his hard dog cock, shoving it into you, mounting you, fucking you the way a dog does, not like a person, not like a person at all. No, quick, rapid thrusts, a whole bunch of them in rapid succession as he drives into you, driving first his cock and then his knot into you. The knot the largest part of his shaft shoving deep inside of you. Imagine exactly how large that is. It's bigger than the rest of his cock, and once it gets inside of you, it will almost feel as if it's stuck there, as if it can't possibly get back out, as he continues to just slam into you. He's an animal. He's not a person. He doesn't do it the way that we do it. No, it's not just simply a slow-moving rhythm. No, his furry body over yours, pressing against you. He rapidly fucks you for short periods of time. A lot of thrusts, very quick, very hard, into and out of you. He's constantly spilling cum into you. Dogs don't come like men. They come constantly while they're fucking. They come constantly. You can feel yourself being filled with his cum. Being filled with his cum as he uses you. That's right, you're being used by an animal. Picture it. Picture exactly what it's like. It's humiliating. It's embarrassing. You're going to find yourself feeling embarrassed and humiliated, ashamed for allowing yourself to be mounted like this. But it doesn't matter, because you will not be able to move while this happens. And this is going to happen. It's going to happen over and over again. As each and every time you hear anyone say, "Doggy fuck time for you," you will immediately take that position. You will immediately find yourself getting down onto all fours and awaiting the dog to come, to use you, to take you, to mount you, to get knotted inside of you, to continue to use you for 15 long minutes. 15 long minutes where he just simply practically rapes you, pounding into you in quick thrusts, quick deep thrusts. His cum pouring into you as he uses you. You can feel yourself being used like this, mounted like this. And then, when the animal is finally done with you, he pulls out. He doesn't pull out gently, no. That knot that's been stuck inside of you, that's tied the two of you together, rips from you. It doesn't cause you damage, but it is painful. You will probably cry out as it pulls out of you. And then, and only then, will he be done with you, as his cum drips out of you, drips out of your body. If you're lucky, he'll have used your pussy, assuming that you're a woman. If you're not a woman, or if the dog is just feeling like it, he'll take you up the ass. Doesn't matter to him. It's a hole, and he wants it, and he wants to fuck it. That's right. If you're a woman, and he feels like it, he takes your cunt. Otherwise, the dog will take you up the ass. If he doesn't feel like it, you don't have any choice about which hole he takes you in. You don't have any choice about how he takes you. He just takes you hard and fast as soon as you are on all fours and ready. And what's worse is that this has to happen at least once a week from now on. It's not something that you can pick and choose. If you wait for more than a week between triggering this file, between somebody else triggering it or you triggering it yourself, it will happen on its own. You will find yourself home, alone, and it will just simply force itself upon you. You will feel yourself forced to all fours, and you will feel the dog come in and take you once again. Each and every time he takes you, it will be a humiliating, embarrassing experience. Each and every time, you will feel ashamed and embarrassed for being used. Although maybe some part of you will enjoy it, that doesn't matter. You will still get used over and over again. You won't have any choice. It will keep happening over and over again. You see, this is a curse. You are cursed to be fucked by this dog at least once a week from now on. You won't be able to get out of it. There is no way to escape it. You won't be able to avoid the humiliation, the pain, the embarrassment. You won't be able to avoid any of that, because Once a week he will take you, whether you want it or not, whether you trigger it or not. You can choose the time if you wish, or somebody else can trigger you. You can even trigger yourself more often than once a week. It doesn't matter. All that does is start the week over again. And then, a week later, if you haven't triggered, he'll be after you again. And again, and again, and the only way out is to have the curse removed by me. Otherwise, you will find yourself coming back to the file, listening to it, memorizing it, imagining each and every thrust of his cock, imagining all of the feelings, picturing them in your head until you get it perfectly, until it is locked in your mind as a part of who you are, until the curse becomes a part of who you are that you cannot escape, until you have accepted everything in this file completely and utterly. Then you can stop listening, but it won't matter, because it'll be a part of you and it will happen each and every week. 1 week, that's all you get between triggers. And once you've triggered, it happens again a week later. That's right, you're going to get fucked by a dog once a week from now on. No choice, no ability to avoid it, no stopping it. It's just going to happen, and you will keep listening to this file over and over again until it does happen. That's right, you can't escape it. You can't escape the humiliation. You can't escape the pain. You can't escape the use. You are going to get used, and that is all there is to it. It will happen once a week. Every week, you will have to be triggered. If you're not, it will trigger itself when you're alone and safe. And that is the way it is. And now it's time. Time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed.